This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump, infected with the coronavirus, declared from the White House on Tuesday that he is planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden. Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter that he's looking forward to the match on Thursday, October 15th, to be held in Miami, Florida. It will be great, he said. Mr. Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday. He was hospitalized for 72 hours between Friday evening and Monday evening. Based on that timeline, his attendance at the town hall style event, which he and Mr. Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health risk. That's based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the outset of symptoms. Mr. Trump arrived back at the White House on Monday evening after the hospital. His personal physician, Dr. Sean Conley, said in a statement Tuesday that the president had a restful first night at home and today reports no symptoms. Vice President Mike Pence, who has tested negative for the virus, is making campaign appearances this week. And on Wednesday, he'll face off against Senator Kamala Harris of California, the Democratic vice presidential nominee. Coronavirus has killed 210,000 people in the United States and infected nearly 7.5 million across the country. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. Stocks dropped on Wall Street Tuesday after President Trump ordered a stop to negotiations with Democrats over another round of economic aid until after the election. Investors have been clamoring for more stimulus after the economy was punched into a recession by coronavirus shutdown. The Dow swung from a gain of about 200 points to a loss of about 300. VOA News. Kyrgyzstan's Central Election Commission annulled results of the country's parliamentary election on Tuesday as opposition groups took control of government buildings. Members of several opposition parties said they planned to oust President Sooronbay Jeenbekov and establish a new government. The Central Asian country is in a strategically vital location that hosts a Russian airbase, as well as a large gold mine controlled by Canada. The commission's invalidation of Sunday's election followed mass protests that erupted in the capital of Bishkek and other cities. During those demonstrations, hundreds of people were injured. One person died. The chief of the Election Commission told the Interfax news agency the re-election results were annulled to, quote, prevent tension in the country. Kyrgyzstan authorities said the election handed most seats to two parties linked to the ruling elites. Western observers said the election appeared to have been rigged by purchasing votes and other violations. The former Soviet republic, which borders China, is a close ally of Russia and has for years been the subject of geopolitical competition between Moscow, Beijing, and Washington. The Russian embassy in Kyrgyzstan said it supports resolving the disputed election through legal means while ensuring the safety of citizens and stability within the country. Armenia and Azerbaijan are accusing each other of targeting civilian populations in a dangerous flare-up over the disputed separatist enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. As the conflict intensifies in a second week of renewed fighting, diplomats from Moscow to Paris are scrambling to try to persuade the warring sides to agree to a ceasefire. The enclave is inside Azerbaijan's borders, but enjoys de facto independence, and has an Armenian majority. It has not seen such heavy clashes since the early 1990s, when as many as 30,000 people lost their lives before a ceasefire largely brokered by Moscow. Fears are mounting that it will not be easy this time either to secure a rapid end to the hostilities. Americans are rushing to cast ballots ahead of the November 3rd election at an unprecedented pace, ahead of an Election Day showdown between President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden, where there are 4 weeks to go before Election Day. But more than 4 million Americans have already voted. That's more than 50 times the 75,000 who had voted by this time in 2016, according to the United States Elections Project. The shift has been driven by an expansion of early and mail-in voting in many states as a safe way to cast a ballot during the coronavirus pandemic. You can find updates on these and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News. Music.